tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is Consider His Word. Today, we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. Join Pastor Arlen Payne as he opens the Bible and helps us consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word. What a joy it is to have you join us today. We're continuing our study in Psalm 119. This series is entitled Thy Word. We've been going through the whole chapter of Psalm 119, 176 verses, and finding everywhere where the psalmist talked about Thy Word, or he used the phrase Thy Word. You know, the whole theme of Psalm 119 is about the Word of God, expressed in many different ways. But especially what we're zeroing in on and talking about is where he said, Thy Word. And what a blessing the Word of God had been to David all through his life as he talked to the Lord and had that relationship with the Lord and he spoke to them. So join us today. We're going to begin with Psalm 119 and verse 74. And I'll catch up with you there in just a moment. I want to remind you to go and check out our website at www.considerhisword.org. And I want to tell you this, what a great time it is to purchase my book, also called Consider His Word. The book Consider His Word is a daily devotional. And it would be a great gift for someone in your family or some friend of yours that you would like to help them to study the Word of God and help them be in the Word of God. And so go check it out, www.considerhisword.org. And then also, while you're there, you can click on radio programs, and you'll hear all of the programs in this series. You can hear them back to back if you wanted, or you can go back and catch up to where we are today. I don't know how long this series is going to take us. I think it'll probably take us through at least the end of the year. But I encourage you to join us as we study the Word of God and look at Psalm 119. So go check it out. Look at the book, and then go also check out the radio programs. And then thirdly, I'd love to hear from you. So while you're there, go over to contact us and send me a note. I would love to know where you're hearing this program today. That would be such a blessing to us if we would just know where this program is reaching. There are some radio stations that we hear from occasionally. There are some that we've not heard from at all. And I'm afraid that if we don't hear something from some of these stations pretty soon, we may have to discontinue this broadcast there. And so pray about that with us. Pray for our ministry here at the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. Let's get to the scripture. Psalm 119 and verse 76. Or pardon me, it's verse 74 is where we are. Psalm 119, verse 74. The Bible says, "They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word." I love this passage of scripture, and I love this verse, that people who know the Lord, he says, they that fear thee, people who know the Lord, will be excited when they see that you have put your faith in the word of God. Only one time in my life have I ever experienced when somebody was not happy that somebody had gotten saved. And to tell you the truth, I wonder if this person was even saved when they saw that someone got saved and they seemed to be disappointed. But we should always be happy when somebody receives Christ, when they come to that point in their life that they recognize their own sin and their need for a Savior and receive Christ into their life. What an exciting thing and what a blessed thing when that happens. And so he says, they that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. Have you put your faith in the Word of God? Have you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? You know, believers will be glad to see you when you put your faith in the Lord. And they'll be glad that you have that relationship with God. They'll be glad that now you can be called a brother or sister in Christ. And they'll be excited the day you receive Christ. You know, there's a new thing that's going on in churches today. And I have to say, I kind of enjoy it. It's not what I grew up with. But when somebody gets saved, that's something to rejoice about, and it's something to be excited about. What's happening now, and I've seen this in different churches, that when somebody gets saved and they'll get up and they'll make the announcement that this individual has trusted Christ as their Savior, and suddenly everybody claps and they're excited. You know, when I was growing up, when somebody got saved, our pastor would say, those who are happy to receive these, give a good hearty amen. And of course, there'd be an amen all over the church. And that was a great thing. But I think we ought to rejoice when somebody comes to Christ. And when you receive Christ, people are going to be glad. They're going to be glad to see you. He said, they that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word. Let's move on. Let's go on down just a couple of verses. I mentioned it before. Verse 76 is very close. Psalm 119, verse 76. He says, let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. When he speaks of God's mercy, he said, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness. That merciful kindness here is simply the goodness of God toward us. How good God has been to us. And I know that maybe you're going through some hard times, and maybe you just don't feel like that God is being good. But if you look around and you lift up your eyes, and you will see that God is good and that God has blessed you in so many ways. He said, let thy merciful kindness be for thy comfort. His merciful kindness, his grace. Now, you know, this is kind of an interesting combination of words, because mercy is when we do not receive something that we deserve. God poured his mercy out upon us. He saved us from hell. We deserved hell, and yet by God's mercy, he saved us from hell, rescued us from hell. And we add to it the idea of kindness, and what we're talking about here is God's grace. How great his grace is toward us. And he says, let his goodness be for my comfort. You know, some of these things that we're talking about, especially here, when we think about God's mercy and God's goodness and his grace, these are thoughts that should not just be quickly passed over. We shouldn't just glance at them and let them go by and not really give them a lot of thought. But I want to encourage you to take time to think about these. You know, the Bible says that we ought to meditate on the Word of God, which really means to chew on it for a little while. And here's something I think we ought to think about, is how merciful God is toward us. You know, God is sovereign. God can do anything he wanted to. God could, if it was his will, God could snuff out your life in the next second. He could do that. And I'm glad the scripture records that his mercies are new every day, every morning. His mercy is new. And his mercy is new toward you. And in his mercy, David said, let it be for my comfort. We ought to find comfort in that. We ought to find comfort in the mercy of God toward us. What a mighty God we serve, and how much he cares for you, and how much he loves you, and how much he desires to have you for his pleasure. To have that relationship with you. And that relationship can only come when we receive Christ as our Savior. When we know him and ask him into our life and put our faith and trust in him. The scripture says that we ought to trust him. Believe him. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. And we ought to find comfort in those words. You know, it's a funny thing. When we talk about the second coming, over in First Thessalonians, the Bible says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. And if you're born again Christian, if you know the Lord, then those ought to be comforting words, that Jesus could come and the promise of his mercy and of his merciful kindness toward you, we ought to find comfort in those things. But listen, if you're not saved, the coming of the Lord ought to strike terror in your heart. And I would hope that it would motivate you to think about your relationship with the Lord and turn your heart to him and trust him. The Bible says that believe that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. A couple verses down from that, here in Romans 10, it says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Have you called upon him? Have you trusted him as your Savior? David found comfort in the Word of God. He says, let I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be unto my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Now here, where he speaks of according to thy word to thy servant, what he's talking about here is God's promises. He said, let your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word, according to your promise, as you hast promised. And as God speaks to us, and as God ministers to us, and as we open the Word of God, we can find that comfort in him. We can find in him everything that we need. And when those days seem so confused and so unsettling, stressful, take a few minutes and open the Scripture and find comfort in the Word of God. Let him encourage you. I would encourage you to read in the Psalms or perhaps in the Proverbs every day. I've seen these little boxes of verses for a verse for the day, and those are great. In my book, Consider His Word, there's a verse for every day. And it doesn't take a long time. Just open the Word of God and let God speak to your heart and comfort you and speak to you. David said, let I pray thee thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word unto thy servant. Let God comfort your heart. Find in him everything you need. Trust him and follow him. I'm afraid our time is gone for today. Thanks for listening. Join us again next week when once again we open the Scripture and consider his word.
Word will give you wisdom for tomorrow today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word. His word.
Thank you for listening today. Visit our website at www.considerhisword.org. Please pray for this ministry and join us next week when once again we open God's book and consider his word.
Consider his word.